All right, I want to tell you about a little gadget, let's just say, that I saw on Facebook. Someone that I am Facebook friends with purchased this for herself and her daughter, and it piqued my curiosity. So there was a website written down, and I clicked on it, and you got to find out about this particular light. It's kind of like E.T. It's kind of... I don't know how to say it other than let's just explain it. The co-creator of the long-distance touch lamp is on the line with us right now. This is Vanessa Whalen. Hi, Vanessa. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. All right. I would like you to describe it because I have, like, you know, your elevator pitch. I'm going to ruin it. It is a technological thing that is very touching and touching, correct?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly. It is a Wi-Fi enabled touch lamp that, going along with the elevator pitch here, it's designed to help you connect with those you love, whether that be across town or literally across the globe. So basically how it works is these lamps can be connected in groups. As you described with your friend, a group as small as two with your friend and her daughter, or as many as, I think we've had as many as 12 before, they're connected together via the Wi-Fi. So wherever there's Wi-Fi, you're able to have this product. And when one member of that group touches his or her lamp, all the other members in that group light the same color.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. So if you and I happen to have a set, I would be here in Wichita, Kansas, and I might touch my lamp and it would turn blue. And so yours would turn blue. And so then you said,
and I'd go, oh my God, Vanessa's thinking about me right now, but she's not going to bug me and call me.
Exactly. Even better.
Exactly. Yeah. So then you could touch yours and yours might turn green. So then mine would turn green as well.
All right. So everybody has their own color designated.
If you want to, yeah. It depends on, I guess it depends on how well your family gets along. Because if you want to assign colors to everyone, which most people do, then that's kind of fun because then you know who's responding. If you have situations where folks are a little cranky and you're afraid somebody's going to keep score, you can have, not that that would happen, but you can have it be random as well. So it's really up to you.
So Vanessa, if your kid goes off to college, this is the perfect thing to say, I love you and I'm thinking of you for someone that's on the go. You just touch it and you continue doing what you're doing and they see the light and say, oh, Dad's thinking of me or Mom's thinking of me. But it could also be used by the laziest people in America if, like, it's time for dinner and you don't want to walk up the stairs and tell your kids.
Right.
I just text them and say dinner's ready. That's what I do now.
Is this something that is like, are these big lamps? Are they portable? Wendy was, now she's showing me.
They're so good. They're cute. They look like a little lantern.
My daughter is traveling to Japan with her with her Japanese class from
high
school.
And Harry's nervous to let her go.
So, I mean, this would be perfect for her mom and I. We could just touch this and she could take this to Tokyo and it wouldn't shatter, Shadoobie?
No. Absolutely. And in fact, my son, who our oldest son, who actually goes to DePaul University, there, put in a plug there for Chicago School, his girlfriend studied abroad for a semester in Australia. And so we sent her one so that the two of them could keep in touch. So worked great.
It is the sweetest idea. Vanessa Whalen is on the line with us, co-creator of the Long Distance Touch Lamp, designed by John Harrison and Vanessa. You can get it at a place called Uncommon Goods. It's a website where I've purchased. They have very cool items there at Uncommon Goods.
Would you say they have uncommon items?
Yes. But here's the thing. Now, I have my son Michael goes to junior college. He's mad at me because he wanted to go to Belmont University in Nashville, but don't think he was 100% ready yet. But it would have been tough for me to let him go. So I'm thinking this would have been perfect, although I don't know if it's going to work as well with a boy than it would a girl. Because if he has a girl back in his room and all of a sudden his light comes on and he's like, oh, my God, my mom's thinking of me. Bad timing, Mom.
But she could also think, what a sensitive kid I've got. What a sensitive, guy I'm dating.
Exactly. I think both of those things are true. but we have a solution for that as well. We thought about that because not in this particular situation, but in certain cases, grandparents will buy these for their grandchildren. And so we definitely don't want the light going off in the middle of the night and waking up little junior. So that's a setting that you can choose to
disable it.
And yeah, you can activate so that it will only light between certain hours.
That's so cute under the guise of little junior, but really in the case of Wendy's son, it could be quite different. How did you think of this?
Great question.
Okay. So my husband is an engineer of sorts, a musician as well, but a design engineer. And so he was contemplating a few years back what would be a good present for the family, because we have family kind of all over the place, and what would be kind of a fun way to try to keep in touch. But that wouldn't necessarily mean, you know, picking up the phone and doing a phone call always. And so he was just kind of doing some rattling around. He's kind of a maker, involved in makerspace movement and stuff. And so kind of rattling around and just kind of exploring some of his websites that have sort of that geeky stuff, and kind of came up with the idea of the technology piece of it. And so then we kind of went further, and basically, not to bore you with all the details, we sort of came up with these lamps, built them down on the ping pong table, pretty much in the basement. Necessity being the mother of invention, the design came about because we needed something conductive that would conduct electricity and enable the touch sensing piece of it. So it all kind of came together like that. He was showing these lamps around to some of his friends in the local makerspace, and they said, hey, can you make me some of those? That happened more and more, and someone suggested that we do a Kickstarter, which we did, had a successful Kickstarter. And fairly soon after that, Uncommon Goods became interested, and that's where we are now. So they're our only distributor.
They're so cute.
What about Shark Tank? You got to get Cuban or one of those guys to buy it.
Well, yeah, could be. I'm a therapist and a social worker by discipline. So Shark Tank is a little sharky for me, but we definitely we've had that suggested. We're doing pretty well here. We're kind of just keeping up with what we've got going with Uncommon Goods at this point.
Well, I'm sure you're going to get a big boom in sales right now, because really, when I saw this on Facebook, I'm like, we have got to talk about this. I didn't know that you were a licensed specialist or clinical social worker. This, to me, kind of blends in, because we all want to know that we're being thought about, and, you know, we all respond well to touch. This, even though you can't do it physically, you can just say, hey, look, I would hug you right now if I was there, but I'm thinking about you. Here's the light.
Exactly. And one other thing that I should mention, because this is definitely an intention behind the product, you know, we're as connected as a society as we have perhaps ever been. We're completely connected via social media and texting and all of this stuff, and yet we're pretty disconnected as well. And so this is a nice way that is wordless. That, as you said, touch is very important, and that was very important to us that it did contain that element of touch. And it's quiet. It's just sort of like a quiet presence.
And kids, kids like to have lights in their rooms. I'm sorry,
it's cool,
a cool looking thing. You know, my 15-year-old son has like Christmas lights in his room year round.
Yeah, my daughter's got those.
18-year-old son has a lava lamp. This is something that they really would like to have.
I had a black light way back when. So, Vanessa, two thoughts. First of all, you've got to get like a TV show or a movie that uses this, because people will see that and they'll go crazy for it. And my second second thought is, now I love my daughter, and she's going to hopefully go off to college soon, and I would touch the touch lamp all the time, but like, couldn't I just leave, like, you know, a six pack on it, and it would constantly be touching, and she'd say, oh, Dad keeps thinking of me.
Well, we've not done any testing about that, but potentially, you know, you might. We did have our dog touch it once.
That's adorable.
But I don't know how that compares to the six-pack, but that is definitely an idea to explore.
Oh, my God. You can make one for a dog that if you train it to touch a little button, your face will pop up like a video of you going, "Hi, Tiki, do you want a treat?" That's something you guys should work on, too, for the pets out there.
Exactly.
Except for make sure they're not named Tiki.
That's my dog.
I know.
All right. It's the Long Distance Touch Lamp. It was created by husband and wife team John Harrison and Vanessa Whalen. We have Vanessa on the line. We just had to have you on to congratulate you. This is such a touching, wonderful thing. It's one thing, you know, I send the goofy emojis to my sons every once in a while just to, like, here's a whale. I'm just thinking about you. But this is something different. And that whole touch connection to me, it's a touch without touching. I love it.
Yes, yes.
And well, how much do so they run? How much do they run? Just let's get that out of the way right away.
Yes, yes. $75 for a single, which would be really sad if you only had a single, and $150 for a pair. The reason that there are singles as well is because you might have an odd number in your family, so you can purchase as many as you need to.
All right, $75 for one, $150, so $75 each. You can buy as many as you want. And right now the only place to get them is at uncommongoods.com?
Yes, yes, that's correct.
Tell them Wendy sent you.
Yeah, I mean, congratulations. This is so cool, and we wanted to have you on and let us know when you come up with any add-ons or any new products, because such a great idea.
This has got to be the biggest thing to hit Wichita in some time, Vanessa.
Well, you probably don't have enough time for me to dispel that myth of us being a cow town, but yeah, it probably is.
Vanessa, I was a Jayhawk, and I can tell people that the very first Pizza Hut started in Wichita, Kansas.
It did, absolutely.
Claim to fame, guys.
And they're
we have the original building on the WSU campus, so.
My dad went to Kansas. He was a Jayhawk for a short time. So
awesome. Well, that's the way most people do it.
I found an old college book with like the Jayhawk cover, the book cover that's still in our basement somewhere.
That's great.
So
very exciting. Well, look at that. And my dad has passed on, so I don't know if we can get him a touch lamp in heaven, but we could be doing that.
Well, it's a whole other. Wendy just gave you like another whole idea.
Yeah.
Touch lamps.
Other project.
Touch lamps in the coffin.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's freaking me and making me smile. Vanessa Whalen, congratulations, co-creator of the Long Distance Touch Lamp. You can find it at uncommongoods.com. I'm on their website right now. And thank John Harrison, your husband, as well. Good luck with this.
Sure will. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Isn't that the coolest thing?
That is very cool. It's very different. I like how unique it is. That's a different thing. That'd be a very cool gift. That's a gift you could give to a friend who's a perfect gift for someone who's like going off to college or moving out of town.
Yeah.
It's also a gift that you get for yourself if your kid is getting ready to, you know, move on.
And that would be more for you than for them.
Right.
Because they will be fine when they go away to school.
Right.
But the parents at home are like, oh, I hope they're thinking of me.
Right, but they would find time to touch it. They'd touch it back.
All right, if I was a college student, here's what I would do. I would give someone $5 a day to come in at like...
Touch it.
To touch it and let your parents know you're thinking
terrible.
About it. God, $5 a day, I'd get beer money.
Moms would know. That's not Wendy's touch. I don't know who she thinks she's fooling. That's not Wendy's touch. I'd recognize Wendy's touch anywhere.
I love it. All right, the Long Distance Touch Lamp, if you want one, check it out. And they do work. Like I said, a Facebook friend of mine bought her daughter one from Chicago to, I think, like Tinley or Payless Park. And they do it, and it's cute.
And, you know, and if Leff were here, I'm sure he'd point out that Commissioner Gordon could have saved a fortune on the bat single if he had just had touch lamps for Batman and himself.
You make me miss Bill.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks for channeling him. Harry Tynowitz, who is in for Bill Leff. I'm Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN.